President Bush's recent rejection of the Kyoto Agreement on climate change, the reluctance of all developed nations to make reductions in emissions, just in case some of their party-sponsoring multinationals don't make so much money as usual, the need for action and change has never been greater. Indie Media spoke to one activist from Rising Tide to find out what their group is doing about climate change.
Up till now, there hasn't been any kind of organisation that's taken an approach to climate change that's about grassroots bottom-up solutions. Most of the other NGOs, in fact all the other NGOs as far as I can tell, working on climate change, have been inside the UN process, which has been pretending to do something about climate change while in fact bundling up the whole problem and handing it over to the money men who can turn it into a big fat profit by doing something called carbon trading, which is full of jargon and is quite complicated, but basically when it comes down to it is a way of making money out of pollution, and it's a way about the people who are causing the problem making more money out of it and pretending to do something about it. None of those NGOs have been actually getting out on the street and saying we've got to sort this problem out in a much more serious and radical, fast and methodical way than anyone is proposing. And Rising Tide came together at the UN conference in The Hague back in the year 2000 and took lots of direct action there on the street and managed to get inside the conference and cause a few problems for all the people there who were busy doing nothing. And out of that, now that an international network has grown up and a very active and thriving network is beginning to grow in the UK, based around lots of groups springing up in like Oxford, Newcastle, South Wales, and Hebden Bridge around the Yorkshire area where all those terrible floods happened a year or two back. So there's a need to get out there and say the solution lies in people's hands, both in terms of their own behaviour and what they do when they get together and start to confront the power structures that are actually getting us into this problem in the first place.
So what's Rising Tide doing in the UK now?
Glad you asked me that question. Okay, well, we're just getting the structure together, which is basically having a couple of people who are paid to work on this issue get a sort of subsistence wage to do this in the part of a road show, well, a train show, a rail show, whatever you want to call it, going out and talking to groups and individuals who are interested in getting involved. We did that last year in 2001, and we're going to go out again this year in 2002 and do more tours and talk. Getting together a really amazing knockout collection of videos designed to horrify, appall, inspire, educate people about what's happening.
So can you just tell me what's happening internationally?
Back in February this year, I was lucky enough to go in to the Rising Tide gathering in Barcelona. It was an international gathering of people, groups taking action on climate. Apart from the fact that we were staying in this fantastic squat, which had been empty for 50 years, and they were returning the land around it to use for food, and they were using the natural spring water to cook with and to drink and stuff, and it was a very sustainable and radical way to live. We also got to talk a political statement that we could all unite around, which was quite a useful thing to be able to have. Basically, what we unite around is that climate change isn't capitalism, economic growth, the whole way of looking at the world as a process of endless eternal growth on a finite planet is actually mathematically impossible as well, which at the moment isn't a very likely thing, thank God. So basically, we have to look at those power structures, and we are as concerned with inequality and injustice and the fact that those who cause the problem can build themselves bunkers and hide themselves away from climate change and drive their sports utility vehicles. And the poor people of Bangladesh and Mozambique have no money to build flood defences or to protect themselves from cholera or famine or flood. Those are the issues that we have to confront.